Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design. It's the show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, each week we flick through an aspect of design we think deserves a closer read, from overlooked practitioners to architectural oddities and issues of interest that week. Disegno is a design magazine that provides a home for the kind of thoughtful, long-form journalism that cuts pleasingly past internet clickbait to the heart of stories. This week, its editor, Ollie Stratford, tells us why the printed page remains an important tool for shaping the design debate.
I think there's a couple of reasons why long-form design journalism is important. Some are well-known. With an increased word count, you have the length to be able to delve into issues more fully and bring out more implications. You know, perhaps a piece of design's cultural history, its technical performance, its industrial innovation, if there is some of that there. So you have a greater canvas to play with, I suppose. I think the other side is, when you're doing short form journalism, everything is very compressed. You're just getting key points across. So you don't have so much scope to play with certain journalistic traditions, I suppose. There's a huge range of article types. You can work with travelogues, news reporting, opinion pieces. And really the benefit I find of long form is that you can engage with those a little bit more. And in general, I think a positive design discourse is a diverse design discourse. So the great benefit to my mind is that you're able to bring that out a little bit more. A digital heavy focus in design journalism is not necessarily a bad thing. First of all, it's worthwhile flagging up that online is accessible, it opens design up to a wider audience, and it's a fine way to consume design. There's nothing wrong with that per se. The trouble is when that's the only form of design journalism available. It tends to promote quite an image-heavy appreciation of design and can be quite clickbaity. I think it can be quite shallow at times as well. So the harm to the sort of increase in fast online journalism is just that it becomes too dominant a part of the broader spread. And what you then are left with is a relatively shallow engagement around design and a form of design journalism that really doesn't do justice to some of the complexities of the discipline. During my tenure as editor, we've run a couple of articles of which myself and the rest of the team are proud. I think one which I found particularly interesting was a look at postnatural design. And what I mean by that is that this article was analysing and investigating ways throughout history in which humans have shaped animal life. And that may be from selective breeding and sort of industrial farming and what that does to a species, but also looking forward to CRISPR and gene editing software. And what I found interesting about that article is it perhaps sits outside the heartlands of what a design journal would normally report on. By doing that, by looking at something that's perhaps a little bit outside of that traditional schema, I think it shapes that and it raises interesting questions around why don't we think of animal life as more designed? What are the differences between that and other forms of design? So it was quite a provocative piece, I suppose, in some senses, and that was a rewarding one to look at. Another piece which I think we're very proud about was a report of cultural destruction in Palmyra, looking at cultural preservation in war zones and some of the implications around that. And what I found interesting was, A, it's a study of some really astonishing architecture and cultural artefacts, which are incredibly important. But it also allowed us to look at some of the infrastructure that surrounds that. So, for instance, in Syria, who are the bodies who look after that country's cultural heritage? What are the challenges of working in that area and how do they all piece together? So that's maybe a second piece I'm very proud of. I think one of the reasons that we like the printed journal and that's important to us is I personally don't find long-form journalism particularly comfortable to read online. That's not to say that it can't be done well. I just don't know of too many publications that do it very well. So on the one hand, it's a comfort thing. I also think it lends a certain seriousness to the subject matter. We're a design magazine, people like a beautiful designed object, so the paper quality and that side matters. But it also sets a little bit of the tone. So if you have in your hand a magazine that's maybe getting almost more towards a book in terms of production values, it suggests a level of care over it. And that, I think, shapes the way you engage with the content inside it. So it puts you in the right mind frame for the kind of discussions about design that we want to have in the magazine. In terms of looking for other long-form design journalism, I think there's a lot of really fine magazines and websites that do a good job with design journalism, and that can be looking at some of the US publications like Surface or Metropolis. And actually, I think Dazine does some interesting comment pieces as well. We tend to look more towards non-design magazines, so on the whole, I'd say. So something like the London Review of Books, I think, is an inspiration for quite a few of us on the team because of the spread of content which they have in there. And this focus upon anything can be interesting if you just engage with it and sort of tease out its implications, which is something we like to try and do at Desenio as well. We want the content to be unexpected, and we want to deal with issues which perhaps you wouldn't necessarily find in a lot of design magazines. So London Review of Books, I think, is a strong one for that.
Our very special thanks to Ollie Stratford, Editor-in-Chief of Desenio magazine there. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.